Worcestershire.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Is she the jerk for stealing her boyfriend's last bite?
Oh, the last bite?
Right now, I feel people getting triggered in their car. They're shaking. They're like, "Whoa!"
The last bite.
The last. And the worst part, it's the last bite of sushi.
Hey, yo. Okay. So you...
Let me just read it.
We listen.
And we judge.
Later.
Later.
At the end.
Hungry Hannah.
Diabolical.
Am I the jerk for stealing my boyfriend's last piece of sushi? Allie and DZ, now listen. This might seem like a joke, but it's not.
No, I'm not laughing.
I'm not either. My boyfriend Timothy and I were out on a date for sushi, and it was going excellent, or so I thought. I had ordered a small plate of about 6 pieces of sushi, and Timothy ordered a large plate of 12.
Okay.
I had finished mine quickly since I hadn't eaten much earlier and thought I could just have one piece of his, figuring it wasn't a big deal.
Oh, you thought.
I grinned a cheeky little smile and reached for his last piece.
Mm-hmm.
We like to joke around a lot, and I didn't realize how affected he would be by this action.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I ate the sushi, his brows furrowed. He screamed at me. What are you, a novelist?
Not the brown furrowed. I was like, why am I imagining all of this? This is great.
Written, his brows furrowed, and he screamed at me. We got into a heated argument, and I tried to apologize, but he stated I had done too much already.
Wow.
And we left quickly. Now he's giving me the silent treatment, despite my apologies. Am I the jerk for taking his last bite of sushi? You are, Hannah. You are. But I would do the same thing.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to lie. You know, this is a tough one, because I would be on both sides. I get both.
A cheeky little grin as I reached for his piece of sushi. He furrowed his brows.
In fairness, he had 12 and she had 6. You can spare one. This is what I do with my children. I have these discussions with my children. When Owen's got 17 cookies and Hudson has 3, I go, you can spare one.
Spare one, not the last one.
Oh, well. I guess they're not in love. You're right.
Yeah,
this
no,
isn't love.
There's no love there's in no the last love. Piece of sushi.
No.
Don't touch it. No, I do not love you that much. No.
I miss sushi.
You can have my second to last.
Mm.
You cannot have the last if I do not offer.
Mm.
I love my food that much.
Mm-hmm. I haven't eaten sushi because of the rice.
Oh.
So I just eat hibachi, or I have to get sashimi. Sashimi. I don't know why I called it that. I can do cauliflower rice, but I'm not making it. Somebody else has to. Anyway, not the point.
Not the point.
The jerk for taking his last bite of sushi?
I'm 10 toes on, yes. There's no way she's not. 100%. She didn't even like ask. It was in the action of like, she knew. She knew what she was doing because that cheeky little smile.
She said, I just thought it'd be great. We were on a date. She thought it'd be sweet.
She thought it'd be cute to take his last bite of food.
She smiled at him and reach for it.
Read it like she wrote it.
She said, I grinned a cheeky little smile and reached for his last piece. We like to joke around a lot, and I didn't realize how affected he would be by this action. As soon as I ate the sushi, his brows furrowed and he screamed at me.
Does that sound like somebody that thought it was funny or cute?
We got into a heated argument, and I tried to apologize, but he stated I had, quote, done too much already, unquote.
Too far, end Hungry quotes. Hannah, too far.
You got the quotations on this write-in, okay? You can always write in at amithejerk@1037kissfm.com like Hannah did. Hungry Hannah, I should say.
I'm 10 toes jerk. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 10 toes jerk. I don't even care.
Knock it off.
Yeah. No, for real.
Chill out. He had way too much. He shouldn't be this greedy. 414-533-1037. That is the phone number that works for texting or for calling. Let's look at the text and see what people are saying.
What are you saying? You going, she's not the jerk.
I'm not
obviously.
The jerk. Fred in Franklin said, jerk. Never come between a man and his food unless he offers it.
Ding, ding, dong.
Carl in Indy said, sharing's caring, not the jerk. Amen, Carl.
When you share, not when you take. When you share.
Elena in Waukesha said, she's the jerk. I don't like people taking my food, period, especially sushi. Don't mess with my sushi. Ask if you want some.
You can have some of my sushi if I give you some. Otherwise, you're going to get rolled yourself.
All right. It's Hungry Hannah. Dude, it's no joke. We're not kidding around with food.
I'm really not.
Honest to God, 414-533-1037. Is Hungry Hannah the jerk for taking her man's last bite of sushi on their date? He had twice as much.
He did. Did he
Come
need
on.
It?
Come on. No. Stop. Chill out, my guy.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Hungry Hannah wrote in, wants to know if she's the jerk for taking her man's last bite of sushi on their date. He had 12 pieces. She had 6. She didn't know what the big deal was, but he freaked out.
He had 11 pieces, technically.
Not the jerk. He had double the amount. I'm just saying.
He's probably double the size. Not like that. I mean, like, he probably
you
just
said it,
eats,
not me.
He eats more.
You said it.
You know what I meant.
Go to Jamie on the phone. I know Jamie, and I know her children.
Oh. Morning, Jamie.
They want to
Hold on.
Oh, hi. Oh, they're ready to go.
Oh, they're ready to go.
Hi, good morning, girls.
Good morning.
Okay, so we got Paisley, Penelope, Jamie, and the baby's Presley. Okay, Paisley, is she the jerk or not the jerk?
Not the jerk.
Woo!
Okay. All right, well, then why do you guys say not the jerk?
Why?
Yeah.
Because why?
Because they can share, but he had lesser pieces, so he has to share.
Exactly.
Oh, because he had lots of pieces, he has to share.
This is why I love kids. How old's Paisley again?
7.
Yeah, exactly. She's thinking smart. She's like, what's the big deal? There's enough to go around.
He had so many pieces, he obviously could have shared.
Kids are a matter of fact.
But Paisley, don't you have to ask before you take?
Sharing is caring in
That's
this
right.
house.
That's right, Jamie.
Yeah. And you don't have to ask when you share with family.
Does have to ask.
Unless it's myself, then.
There you go, Mama Bear.
All right, Paisley. Good way to support. I love you for calling in and saying not the jerk.
She's like, sharing is caring. Thank you.
I'll always share with you, Paisley. I promise. Okay, have a good day.
Bye.
All right, so not the jerk. Let's go to Carrie now in Muskego because people are fired up about this.
I'm people.
Something tells me Paisley doesn't have a boyfriend or girlfriend, so she doesn't really know what this is like.
She's never shared sushi yet.
Never.
So she doesn't know.
We don't know that. Let's not jump to conclusions.
Fair. Okay.
Carrie in Muskego, good morning.
Good morning.
Is she a jerk for?
Oh my God, I'm so triggered by this. You have no idea.
Oh, you're mad.
She's 1,000% a jerk.
Not even 100.
You keep your hands on your own plate.
She added
this just reminds me of that Friends episode. Joey doesn't share food.
Yeah, somebody texted that in.
Seriously. No, let me just tell you real quick. When my husband and I have been together officially for almost like 14 years.
Okay.
Only a couple of years into our relationship, I ordered a Bloody Mary. I walked away to go to the bathroom. I came back. He had eaten my pickles, my olives, all of that stuff out of my Bloody Mary.
Oh, no. Wait, this is...
How I still married him?
You don't
ask me.
I wouldn't have married him. I would have been so... Wait, he
you
ate
gotta pour
all
the rest
food?
Of the Bloody Mary on him.
Hold on. Now I'm triggered. I'm angry and I wasn't even there.
I don't even like Bloody Marys.
And now I hate your husband. He ate all the stuff out of your Bloody Mary while you were in the bathroom?
It was a small Bloody, so it's not like a silver woman's with a burger
stop
on it.
But you stayed with him. That's the problem. That's the problem.
Unbelievable.
Stayed with him,
she enabled him.
You
enabled him.
Now, but I bet you he's
you're
eating
the
all
problem.
Your Bloody Mary stuff.
Yeah.
You know what? You're right.
You're the problem.
Right. I'm the problem.
You were triggered. Now I'm triggered, Carrie.
Carrie, you're the jerk.
What happened? All right. Thanks for calling, Carrie.
Well, this went south.
Okay.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
I appreciate you so much.
She said, I am triggered.
She's the jerk, but how am I the jerk, too?
She's a hypocrite because she still married the guy. She said he's a jerk, but then she married him.
She said the jerk, but she let him take the food. Come on now.
Well, speaking of jerks, guess who's on the phone?
Who?
Ryan from Calabama, a.k.a. Caledonia.
Biggest jerk of
Just
all.
Just kidding, Ryan. He called 5 days in a row. Got his own theme song, one of the OGs. Hey,
Ryan. Some might call him an OG.
Good morning. Hey, don't be judging my jersey with a J-E-R-K on the back of it with the name.
You know we love you, dog.
Are you calling her a jerk for taking his last piece of sushi even
Heck
though?
Heck yes. 100% hands down done. Dude. Full on jerk.
Unbelievable.
Ain't nobody touching my food. It's my food. I tell you what, I had this happen to me one time, and I almost stabbed a person in the hand with a fork. And it wasn't even my wife.
I was going to say, was it your wife?
Nope, it was my brother-in-law's ex-wife.
Oh, well, that's okay.
Now ex-wife. So, she was like, it was third date. It was their third date. They came out with us, and I had some crispy onions, some onion strings on my plate, and she reached over with her hand and she grabbed some onion strings off my plate.
She did not on the third date.
With third date that they were on.
And you were.
I don't know you. Maybe. You touched my plate.
That's crazy. That is wild. Third date and her future brother-in-law, she takes food off his plate. That is ballsy.
Future and now current.
An X.
Yeah.
And gone. Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Ryan.
Bye, Ryan. He's a
bye. Peace, man. Love, dog.
What I love is everybody's triggered for different reasons. You know 100. What I mean? Like, Carrie was triggered because her husband stole her Bloody Mary. Ryan's triggered because his ex-sister-in-law took his food. You know what I mean? Everybody's just triggered.
It feels like it's invasive, right? Like,
yeah,
you're invading
is.
A personal bubble by not asking. And even if we are close, right? Am I joking by saying my wife can't have my last piece of food? Yes. Would I give it to her? Yes. Does she need to ask? Yeah.
What, do you really want to give it to her, though?
No.
You're just trying to be selfless in that moment.
Exactly. And it's showing love.
In fairness, if there is, I don't really care. I say that now because I remember I was dating a guy and he would always take food off my plate.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I thought it was cute. I was like, oh, we're so comfortable. Aww. He's so intimate. And then after a while I was like, this is weird. Can you know, it's cute in the beginning.
I want the rest of my sweet potato fries. Thank you very much.
Yeah, put my wing down, dude. Like,
yeah,
no.
I'm eating
but
that
at first
flat.
I was like, aw.
Aw. He likes me so much that he's comfortable. Nah, that's not cute.
Whoever texted in, big back, stop.
All my backpack loaded up. If you know, you know.
Yeah, those are the two insults right now. My kids scream at each other. Big back. And what is the other one? Oh, yeah, beta.
Oh.
That's the other one right now.
Oh,
beta.
Just wait. Oh, there's new lingo on the way.
And every time they scream at each other and call each other a beta, I go, I'm the only alpha in this house. Move over.
Move over. Get about the way.
All right, so we decided, though, definitely
jerk.